Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, February 12th. A new line of heavy rain and a few thunderstorms forming over the Mid-South late this afternoon is on its way to the Palmetto State on Thursday. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne is following the front and says this last bout of rain may not pose as much of a flood risk as some upstate communities experienced earlier this week.
I expect the line to start over the upstate first thing Thursday morning, reach the Midlands around midday, and coastal areas before dusk. Gusty winds and downpours are likely with the line, but I expect it to last about 1 to 2 hours at any one location, which should limit additional flash flooding.
Much of the focus of heavy rain has been over the upstate this week, but runoff is causing rivers over the PD and Lowcountry to flood. The PD River at PD is in major flood stage now, and the Santee River near Jamestown is expected to reach major flood stage Friday morning. The Edisto River near Givens Ferry, the Lynch's River at Effingham, and the Congaree River at Carolina Eastman are all in moderate flood stage as of this afternoon. The nation's largest steel producer is expanding operations in the Lowcountry. The Post and Courier reports Nucor Steel is planning a $300 million expansion of its Berkeley County plant as part of a multi-billion-dollar capital spending plan company-wide. The project is expected to create 50 new jobs. Nucor is based in Charlotte, North Carolina. A custom metal fabricator plans to spend $2.5 million to expand its current operations in Chesterfield County. Douglas Machine Shop says the additional 8,000 square feet will allow it to increase its manufacturing capabilities. The company expects to create 13 new jobs. Elsewhere, a manufacturer of cabinetry is setting up shop in Greenville. Prodigy Cabinetry today announced it's opening a new manufacturing hub and headquarters in the city. The $2.5 million capital investment is expected to create 80 new jobs. A U.S. Army soldier charged with trying to transmit bomb-building plans online has pleaded guilty to federal charges. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Federal prosecutors say 24-year-old Conway native Jarrett Smith wanted to sow chaos by attacking news organizations and then by overthrowing the U.S. government. Smith's arrest stems from an online conversation with federal agents last August. According to the affidavit, Smith was trying to recruit compatriots through social media. Prosecutors say part of his strategy was to electronically distribute plans for making cell phone bombs, quote, in the style of the Afghans, end quote. Smith was, at the time of his arrest, an active-duty soldier assigned to Fort Riley, Kansas. He pleaded guilty Tuesday to 2 counts of distributing information related to explosives and weapons of mass destruction. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years on each charge. Smith's sentencing is scheduled for May. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Congressman Ralph Norman is leading an effort to reestablish the Homeland Security Academic Advisory Council. That's a panel of experts that advises and makes recommendations to the Department of Homeland Security regarding matters of homeland security and the academic community. The panel hasn't held a meeting with academic institutions since July 2017. The push comes just a few days after federal investigators charged a professor at Harvard over his ties to the Chinese government. In a statement, Norman stressed the need to reconvene the HSAAC, saying, quote, the intense pressure from increased global competition and the escalation of hostile foreign intelligence operations exposes the vulnerabilities posed by open research environments to our national economic security. And the search for a missing 6-year-old girl from the Midlands continues, with authorities expanding the search area beyond the girl's neighborhood. Faye Swetlick was last seen Monday playing in her front yard of her home in Casey after school. Since then, more than 250 law enforcement officers have been scouring the area, questioning neighbors, and stopping vehicles coming in and out of the area. Authorities say rumors circulating on social media that a body has been found are untrue. That's it for your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.